欢迎您进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
And today is Monday, the 5th of February.
Mm-hmm.
It's our in-depth learning. It's going to be today and tomorrow. And we are talking about one of my all-time favorite stories, The Paper Bag Princess.
Wow, a princess made of paper bag?
No. That's a good guess, but not quite.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, when we read through the article, you'll find out why she was called the Paper Bag Princess.
Great. 好，所以各位同学，我们今天的知识放大镜有今天跟明天的课程，讲到这个纸袋公主啊。Lori 老师刚刚猜的错了，因为我也是纸袋子做的公主。那到底是什么呢？哎，我们今天看完课文之后，因为这是 Amanda 老师最喜欢的故事之一啊，所以呢，他会来告诉我们很多关于这个故事的这个 information.
I will. But now, before we start,
Just a quick question. Yeah. You said this is one of your favorite stories.
Uh-huh.
Now, is it a novel?
No,
or is it a short story?
It's shorter than a short story. It's a children's story.
Okay.
It's got about, I don't know, 20, 24 pages. And it's one page of a little bit of writing and one page of beautiful illustrations.
So it's a children's storybook.
It is. And
okay.
It's charming.
Great. So let's find out.
Okay. But let's first have a look at
Building Your Vocabulary.
The first word is capture.
俘虏逮捕
The captain was captured by the enemies.
Number two is rescue.
援救
Help! Someone please rescue me!
Sorry, I'm busy now.
You're hey, so mean!
What do you say in Chinese? How do you say help?
Like, 救命啊!
救命啊!
Yes.
Could you say 帮忙我?
Well, that's not that urgent.
Oh, okay.
You might need to wait for a while.
Because I tried that once and no one came to help. So that's why I knew.
See?
This is one thing I've noticed in Chinese. Like if you want, like if you say, could you please help me?
Uh-huh.
你可以帮我吗? But if you're saying help, like an emergency, then it's like, 救命啊, it's like save my life.
Yeah, right now, not later.
Save me instead of help me.
Yeah. Okay, after this, we're finished recording, you guys need to give me a quick lesson.
Okay.
I'll practice. But first, number three.
Scream.
尖叫
Ah!
Good.
The fans screamed when the singer arrived.
Well, that's a different scream.
It is.
Right?
It is. One kind of scream is like, ah, I'm
like
falling.
Like a frightened or scared scream.
And the other one is like, ah, you're my hero. Ah!
Screams with excitement.
Yes.
Is there any singer or actor that you would scream for, Amanda?
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
I know he's old, but I fell in love with him when I was 14. And I'm old, too.
Hey, a lot of people still think he's a very sexy man.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And let's move on to our
phrases for learning.
Number one is burn something down.
烧毁
The troops burned the whole city down.
Okay, Amanda can't wait to burn the city down together, right? 两个都一起要去烧这个城市哦。
Number two, Steve?
Sorry, Amanda, I realize I stole your sentence.
You stole, bad man.
Number two is manage to...
Do something.
Yeah.
叫做设法。
Lori, did you manage to get that money for me?
Oh, I did, and I spent it.
Oh.
拿到了，而且我花光了。
Oh, okay. I'm so sad.
You're funny. Number three is pretend to do something.
假装
Alex pretended to be sad at the funeral.
So maybe Alex is not that close to
the person who died. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely you shouldn't
pretend.
Tell jokes at a funeral.
That's right.
Maybe at the wake. Do you know this word?Awake?
醒着的吗?
I don't know.
No, that's... She's talking about awake, as in to be awake
after
sleeping.
After a funeral,
uh-huh.
all of the people will get together, maybe at someone's house, and have some drinks and food.
Ah, I know
and
that.
It's sort of like a party, but a party is something happy, whereas a wake is after a funeral.
I know that.
Although often, when you are at a wake, people after a while will start to talk more and become more happy.
Can you spell that word, please?
Wake. W-A-K-E. Wake.
Okay.
But in this instance, we wouldn't call it a party. Mm-hmm. We would call it a gathering.
Ah, very good. Okay.
G-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-G.
好。那么刚刚呢，Amanda老师问我的那个wake 这个字就是指说电影上看到有这个死者啊，他的丧礼结束之后，所有他的朋友家人会聚在一起啊，在房子里面吃点东西，然后彼此就是慰问啦啊，然后呢这个聊天谈有关死者怀念 remember 这个这个人啊，
yeah,
那但是你叫 party 很怪，因为它并不是要欢乐的，所以刚刚 Steve 老师说你讲它是一个 gathering 好，一个团聚可能更适合。OK，
All right， let's have a look at the first paragraph ofThe Paper Bag Princess.
A princess named Elizabeth was going to marry a prince named Ronald. One day, a dragon flew down from the mountains and burned their whole castle down. The castle was completely destroyed and the prince was captured. Elizabeth, however, managed to survive. She wanted to go rescue Ronald.But everything was burned, including her clothes. Elizabeth had no choice but to put on the only thing that was left, a paper bag.
I must say, you know,
it's a big paper bag.
Paper is one of those, you know,
it was amazing. Maybe it was stuck in a tree.
Material.
Okay. Yeah. So it's really cute because she cuts a hole in the bottom of the bag. And two holes near the bottom on the sides.
Yeah.
So then she pulls it over her head and puts her arms through, and the bag goes, you know, halfway down to her knees.
So it's a sleeveless dress.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a sleeveless dress.
无袖的那个洋装。
It's very cute.
Okay.
All right, let's take a closer look at the first paragraph. A princess named Elizabeth, so this is a princess whose name is Elizabeth, was going to marry a prince named Ronald.So the plan was when she got older and he was older, they would get married and then they would be the prince and princess together.
Okay, so 一开始的故事呢，开场我们的女主角是一位名叫伊丽莎白的公主啊 ，princess 是公主，那 prince 呢就是王子啊。那么这里呢，她即将要 marry 就是嫁给啊，那是其实在英文里面不分嫁跟娶啊，都是叫 marry 就是结婚的意思，结婚给一个嫁给一个这个王子呢，名为 Ronald。
Now, students, you might have noticed that I said.Elizabeth, and Amanda said Elizabeth.
That's right.
They're both correct pronunciations.
好，所以前面这个一啊，它可以发一，或者是 Elizabeth， 两个都可以。
One day, a dragon flew down from the mountains and burned their whole castle down. So one day, a dragon who lived in the mountains flew down from the mountains. So we know the dragon had...Wings.
翅膀。
And he burned their whole castle down. How do dragons burn things?
从嘴巴喷火。
Yes, we say they breathe fire.
Wow, good. Breathe?
Yes, in that case we would say dragons breathe fire. Or they shoot fire from their mouths.
Okay, so can we spell both verbs? Breathe?
B-R-E-A-T-H-E. And
shoot,
S-H-O-O-T.
Okay, 好，所以这两个都叫做喷火，一个是叫做呼出那个火，那个 breathe， 另外一个 shoot 就是射出去。那么 breathe 如果把最后那个 e 拿掉，它会变成是 breath， right？ 那个时候就是一个 noun， 那个发音也不同，要小心。
The castle was completely destroyed, and the prince was captured. Elizabeth, however, managed to survive.So the castle was completely destroyed.
It was entirely
burned down. Nothing was standing. And the prince was captured. So the dragon picked up the prince in his mouth or in his claws and flew away with the prince and locked him up somewhere.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, however, managed to survive. Elizabeth didn't die, she didn't get burned to a crisp, and she also didn't get captured.
Wow, she's tough.
She is. She's a smart cookie.
She's tougher than Prince Ronald.
You know, if you see the book, Ronald is such a gimp. He's so uncool. Anyway, we'll continue.
OK, 好，所以呢，接下来讲到说了，那么这只火龙啊，它喷了火之后呢，整座城堡被完全的给摧毁，给烧毁了。这里的 completely 等于刚刚两个老师讲的 totally 或者是 entirely， 我们先拼一下 totally。
T-O-T-A-L-L-Y, totally.
And entirely.
E-N-T-I-R-E-L-Y, entirely.
Very good.、那么这个 destroyed 等于我们这个、片语里面的 burn down 一样，就是烧光了、就全部都烧完了。那么这个王子还被抓走、真惨。可是呢，然而这里的 however 你也可以放在句子的头，然后 comma。然后呢 ,Elizabeth 怎么样怎么样、所以然而呢伊丽莎白她却设法活了下来。
She wanted to go rescue Ronald, but everything was burned, including her clothes. So she wanted to go rescue him. She wanted to save Ronald.
Yeah, her future husband.
Right.
Exactly. And her friend.
Right.、But everything was burned. There was nothing left.
So she's naked now, right?
Yep.Including her clothes.、So she's naked. And that's amazing because her clothes were burned.
But she wasn't. But she just got dirty.
Yes.
We could also say even her clothes、instead of、including her clothes.
That's right. Okay. 那么这个时候伊丽莎白她想要去救 rescue 就是把谁救回来救她的未来的先生、就是这个 Ronald 王子。可是呢所有的东西都被烧光了甚至、所以这里的包括她的衣服或者甚至就是刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的 even her clothes. 所以我们刚刚讲到她现在是身上没穿衣服她是赤裸的叫 naked. Can we spell that please?
N-A-K-E-D, naked.
对不要念 naked,、它是 naked, 它那边还有第二个音节。
Elizabeth had no choice but to put on the only thing that was left, a paper bag. If you have no choice, you have nothing else you can do. There's only one thing、you can do, and she had no choice but to put on the only thing. There was only one thing left, one thing still there.A paper bag.
And in this case, you can also say, Elizabeth had no choice but to put on the one thing that was left. Because、only means one.
That's
only
right.
Only one thing.
A paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 好那么伊丽莎白呢她没有选择只能够这里的 but to, 你要翻成只能够、也等于说 could only, 怎么样呢 ?put on 是穿上穿上唯一留下来的东西也就是那个。留下来的那一样东西就是刚刚 Steve 讲的 one thing 是什么呢就是一个纸袋 So I guess that's a flame proof bag
Maybe
防火的
Flame proof
Alright let's take a quick break When we come back we'll find out what happens Hi, and welcome back to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
We're looking at our in-depth learning, The Paper Bag Princess, for Monday, the 5th of February. And Steve, can you read through the second paragraph, please?
Sure. Princess Elizabeth went into the mountains and found the cave where the dragon lived. She knocked on the door, and the dragon yelled, Go away!Elizabeth wouldn't leave. Instead, she asked the dragon if he could burn 5 forests down with one breath. The dragon laughed at her question, came out of the cave, took a deep breath, and burned the 5 forests easily. The princess pretended to be amazed and begged him to do it again. The dragon agreed and did what Elizabeth said.Wow, she screamed. I heard you can do something else, too.
Make cookies, read Chinese, knit. What do you think he can do?
I think he can make s'mores.
S'mores, maybe.
S'mores? You know what s'mores are?
No.
Oh, they're wonderful.
It's where you take a biscuit, or in the U.S. we call it a graham cracker.
Uh-huh.
It's a wheat honey like cracker.
Okay.
You eat it with toasted marshmallows and chocolate. That's
and then
melted.
You put another biscuit on top.
Yes,
and you squish it together.
It's a sandwich.
And it's called a s'more because you have one and you want some more.
So you call it a s'more.
Okay. I believe this dragon wouldn't do that.
I don't think he can make a s'more.
So let's
take a closer look. Princess Elizabeth went into the mountains. So she walked into the mountains. Remember, everything else was burnt.
Yeah.
Burnt to a crisp. So she had to walk. And she found the cave where the dragon lived. So the dragon didn't live in a house.
Mm-mm.
He lives in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And she found his cave.
That's right. 所以接下来呢，她穿上了这个纸袋之后呢，这位伊丽莎白公主呢，她就走入了这个山里面，并且呢，她找到了这个cave，就是我们讲的洞穴。什么样的洞穴呢？这里 where 的这个关系代名词来补充，就是那只恶龙它所住的洞穴。He
knocked or she knocked on the door, and the dragon yelled, "Go away!"
Okay.
I like doing that voice. So, Elizabeth, she knocks on the door.
Kunk, kunk, kunk.
So this cave has a door.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a little wooden door, guys.
A little wooden door. Mm-hmm. And the dragon yelled, "Go away.
Mm.
Leave me alone."
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，接下来呢，那么他找到山洞之后，他很有礼貌，right? 所以他就敲敲门。哦，那刚刚我们在讲说这个山洞还有门，那真是非常的有趣。然后呢，这个恶龙他就yelled. Yelled的话，它不是只是说，它是大吼，对不对? 哦，吼着说走开。Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth wouldn't leave. She wouldn't go away.
Mm.
Instead, she asked the dragon if he could burn 5 forests down with one breath.
Wow.
So she said, "Dragon, can you burn down 5 forests or burn 5 forests down with one breath? So can he make a big fire come out of his mouth and burn 5 forests?"
That's right.
It's okay. A lot of trees.
Yeah.
Mm.
Poor trees.
Mm. Okay, 所以接下来讲到 instead 就等于 on the contrary, right? 就是相反的啊。那么相反的呢，他呢不离开啊，他不要 leave， 而且他问这只龙说，你有没有办法一口气就把五座森林给完全烧掉啊？这里的 if 是你有没有办法啊？那么这里的 one breath 就是我们刚刚讲的 verb 是 breathe，
mm-hmm.
那么它的 noun 就是 breath。
Now, Lori, if the way you just used on the contrary is correct, but we would have to add a word that means like the opposite. So Elizabeth wouldn't leave. On the contrary, she stayed and asked the dragon if he could burn down 5 forests.
Good point. Okay. Mm-hmm. 好，刚刚呢，Lori 老师讲那个相反的话呢，这个 Steve 老师补充说，那么这个时候 she 后面那个动词要跟前面那个 leave 要是相反的这样的对称，你才能够用。所以这里如果是 ask， 它并不是 stay， 那么这个时候还是用 instead 比较好。Right.
Mm-hmm.
And can we spell contrary?
Contrary. C-O-N-T-R-A-R-Y. Contrary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The dragon laughed at her question.
Ho, ho, ho.
That sounds like a Santa Claus.
Yeah, it does.
<laughs> Santa老公公.
Is that better?
That's better.
Better.
He came out of the cave. So the dragon came out of the cave,
mm-hmm.
took a deep breath, and burned the 5 forests.
Wow.
Easily.
那是打呼吧?
Thank you, dragon.
Snoring. Okay, 所以接下来讲到说呢，那么这个龙蛋很笨咯，所以呢，他马上就是嘲笑他的这个问题，laugh at the question. 他嘲笑这个问题是为什么呢? 因为他可以轻易的就用一口气把五座森林给烧了，所以呢，他什么叫做 took a deep breath, 就是他深深的吸到一口气，然后就喷出那个火了。 Okay.
The princess pretended to be amazed.
Wow, you're so cool. That's amazing. How did you do that? Oh, gosh,
okay,
Mr. Dragon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, princess. Thank you, princess.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
So the princess pretended. Was she really amazed?
No.
No, she was pretending.
Mm.
She was, we can say,
acting.
Faking it.
Faking it. Good.
Good word.
Yes. F-A-K-I-N-G. Second word. I-T. It.
Mm.
Faking it.
Mm-hmm.
So she pretended to be amazed.
Ooh.
And she
begged him to do it again. Like,
please, Mr. Dragon, please. Do it again. That was so cool. Please, can you do it again? Wow.
Okay, I'll do it if you be quiet.
Okay.
That's right. I want to make this princess shut up. Okay. 所以呢，接下来讲到说了，那么这个公主 ，I'll tell you later.
Okay.
然后呢，这个公主她就假装怎么样 ？To be amazed. 她被怎么样？她被这个完全给吓到了。她觉得哇，好厉害这样子哦，就是刚刚 Amanda 老师学的，而且她求这个 beg 是哀求，求这个恶龙呢再做一次，做什么呢？就是再喷一次火，把五座森林烧掉。
The dragon agreed, so the dragon said, yes, okay, I'll do it again, and did what Elizabeth said, so he was able to burn down another five forests with one breath.
That's
a lot of
fire.
Well, I mean, just think of all the poor little birds and squirrels in the forest that got burnt.
Okay.But,
Cowropa.
Barbecue.
That's right.
Okay. 接下来呢，那么这个Elizabeth 又提出了第二次叫他再做一遍的要求，结果这个龙居然 agree, 就是答应了，而且呢，就照着伊丽莎白说的话又做了，叫做 did what she said.
And Elizabeth, after he did that, she said,
wow!
Hey, wow, she screamed. I heard you can do something else too.So, I have heard people say, I've heard that you can do something else other than breathe fire and burn down huge forests and...
Yeah. And which should be a lot,
amazing.
Right?
That's right.
No, I mean, this thing of, I heard somebody said this should be made up by Elizabeth.
No, actually, she knows.
It's true?
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow, guys.
Okay. 好，所以原来呢，洛瑞老师以为这边是这个伊丽莎白公主用她的这个机智编的，结果原来是真的啊，因为她说，哇，你真的很厉害，我听人家说你还会做别的啊，你还会有别的本事。Okay. Mm-hmm. 接下来就是我们要看明天的这个课本。
Now, tomorrow,Are we going to find out why she is asking the dragon to burn down five forests?
Yes.
And why she is, you know, talking to him so much? What's she doing?
She has a plan.
Ah,
very good.
Because remember, she's gone to rescue Ronald.
Help me!
Who she wants to marry.
Yeah, okay. 所以刚刚讲到说呢，这个伊丽莎白公主她做这些事情，跟龙这样一直讲话，叫她坐这坐那儿，一定有她的目的，所以她是有一个 plan, 对不对？
嗯，
她有她的一个计划，因为她最后目的是要 rescue, 救回那个 Prince Ronald.
Now, I think one of the reasons I really like this story is because most Western fairy tales, something happens to the princess,And the prince has to go and rescue her. And so in this one, the prince is captured by the dragon, and the princess has to go and rescue him. So we can say it has a very modern twist.
So in this case, the prince is not saying, I'll come and save you.
That's right.
He's saying, help me, please.
Yes. That's exactly what he's saying.
Okay.所以呢，刚刚这边两个老师讲到说呢，大部分在西方的 fairy tales 就叫童话故事啊，大部分都是一定都是公主呢这个落难，然后王子很厉害去救她。那么这里的故事它比较是像我们现代的符合现代的这种精神啊，是也有可能有时候是王子落难，那公主来救他嘛。OK.
Now you said that you liked the story when you were younger. You said you loved the illustrations.
Yeah, the pictures in the book.They're little drawings and they're painted in color and they're really fun drawings. They really appeal to me. I like them very much.
Really quickly, you said a word. You said you thought the prince was a gimp. What is a gimp?
A jerk, an idiot, bembenderin.
So that's an English slang word, right?
Can we spell that, please?
More British?
Oh, perhaps. Gimp. G-I-M-P. Or you can say jerk.J-E-R-K. And students, don't call your teacher a gimp or a jerk.
Oh, that's not good.
You'll be in big trouble. But you can call your friend a gimp.
That's right.
All right. Please join us tomorrow when we'll find out what happens to Elizabeth and Ronald. Until then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源。 最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。